The Mariner Theater at Homer High School was filled nearly to capacity Tuesday afternoon as children from Paul Banks Elementary School filed onto the stage to prepare for their annual Christmas program. KBBI's Aaron Selbig was there and captured these sounds.
This year's Paul Banks production is the work of musical director and kid wrangler Tina Moore, as her kindergarten, first, and second grade thespians filed onto the big stage in front of a packed house. Some of them waved excitedly and shouted, "Mama!" when they saw their parents in the audience. The parents, meanwhile, were busy waving back while snapping pictures and or video with their digital cameras and iPhones. This year's presentation, A Bug's Christmas, was reflected in the colorful, imaginative, and yes, super cute costumes of the students. Some of the kids were butterflies, some were playing ladybugs, and still others were dressed as bumblebees.
Why was the bee's hair sticky?
Why?
He used a honeycomb.
And why not start things off with a joke or two?
Why did the boy throw butter out the window?
Why?
He wanted to see a butterfly.
Huh? You gotta admit, that is quality material. But as A Bug's Christmas got underway and the plot began to unfold, it became quickly apparent that all was not fun and games.
Oh no, something bad has happened. The termites have come uninvited.
Now hold on, everybody. Let's not get too excited.
But they chewed up all the decorations, so even ate the lights.
And now the evergreen is dark and it's almost Christmas night.
Here come the termites, like it or not, lined up all in a row.
They already wrecked the Christmas tree and now they'll steal a show.
That's right. Termites. Ugly brown termites, all of them played by boys, if you can believe that, have eaten the Christmas lights, all of the decorations, and even the tree. The other 200 or so bugs were not happy about it either, especially the queen bee. But those pesky, bothersome termites simply would not go away and leave Christmas to the nice bugs.
We don't need any cookies or fruitcake with our lunch. Just give us each a tobacco or take a bit too much. We might be in your Christmas tree or maybe in your walls. And we'll just keep on eating while you keep in the hall.
But then, in a stunning plot twist that no one in the audience saw coming, well, I didn't anyway, the bugs had a change of heart and decided to let the termites stick around for Christmas.
Wait a minute, not so fast. We want you all to stay. No one should be left out on this special holiday. Amen!
Really? Really? Do you mean it? Do we really get to stay?
Christmas is a time for sharing, for handshakes and for hugs.
And don't forget to be extra nice to all us little bugs.
Yeah, don't forget to be extra nice to all us little bugs.
And how else to end a spirit-rousing performance like this one but with a stirring rendition of that timeless holiday classic song, The 12 Bugs of Christmas. In Homer, I'm Aaron Selbig.